disappointed, I guess, Neil, with the result.
Just the result. I thought the performance was good. I thought for half an hour we were the better side, first half. You know, and I don't think anybody could argue with that. I thought the goal, their goal came the 10 minutes before half time where they got in the ascendancy, but obviously the gunner, they're at home. Fantastic strike, you know, from Carriol. You know, we know he's capable of that. You know, we give him too much spacing around the box, but it's still a super strike. Second half, we come out, we change it around, we go 4-4-2. Again, we're in the ascendancy. You know, but we just didn't have enough cutting edge today. You know, we didn't have that edge to get his noses in front, you know, when we had his bits of play. And obviously the second goal's a cock-up. You know, both of them played through and obviously the keeper's got to come on to it and do better. And Lee Camp's been fantastic for us, particularly recently. But obviously he's got to do better in that situation. So 2-0 flatters them a little bit. Probably Lee's deserve to go through, perhaps. But I've got to be pleased with aspects of the performance, and you know, obviously now we've got to move on and, you know, and take Brighton on Tuesday.
You kept changes quite minimal, actually. I think a lot of people thought you might have made a lot more changes than you did.
With nobody to change. That were it. 11 and 7 subs, mate. You know what I mean? And with obviously young Mason Warren on the bench, we've got injuries, we've got people out, people moved on. We're looking to bring people in. But that's all we had, 18 players.
Are you looking to bring more in throughout the window?
Yeah, we're looking to strengthen. We've got people in mind. You know, we want to bring people in to try and help the lads that are here. I was really pleased with the way the lads applied themselves today. You know, particularly in that first half, I thought we got our tactics spot on again. I thought we made Leeds look a bit predictable, if I'm honest, for half an hour. You know, they got caught offside quite a lot. We kept an eye line, broke on them really well. You know, got in around the final third and then just didn't have that quality. But, you know, quality costs money. And, you know, but we're doing all right. You know, we just got to stick in there.
And looking at it ahead, you know, where do you feel you are in the battle to stay in the championship?
Yeah, we're in a battle to stay in it. We've been in a battle since day one, you know, and we're in a battle last season, and you know, we've just got to keep doing what that word battle. You know, we've got to keep going. We've proved on his day that when we've got everybody fit and we've got everybody at it, we're capable of winning games. You know, in the last eight previous to the two that we've had in the cup game, with four wins. You know, so we proved we can beat people. You know, we beat Leeds down here at Elland Road, probably. When it mattered, probably. You know what I mean? The 3 points in the league. So, you know, we're doing all right. We just, you know, but to survive at this level and to thrive at this level, you need that quality, you know, particularly in the final third and in and around the box. And obviously, you look at the goal today from Carriol, you know, it's a bit of quality, you know, in something that... You know, where Leeds were probably struggling and around the box to go and create and score, and it was a touch of quality that won the game. So, and it's that touch of quality that we need to add to this squad.
And what positives then do you take out of today?
Performance. I thought, like I said, for half an hour, and I think it's difficult for people to deny that. You know, for half an hour, I thought we were the better side. I thought we looked strong at the back. Eamon Bellade, left side centre back. I thought he had a good game. You know, he looked strong, won his headers, got pace. I thought we broke quite well. I thought Joe Newell looked bright on the left. But again, you know, we're making our subs with Tuesday in mind. You know, we're taking Danny Ward off, who's been one of his better players, and Grant Ward, one of his better players, because we've got Tuesday, you know, which is important to us. And obviously, we're not saying that the cup game is important, but, you know, we haven't got a big squad. You know, we've got what we've got. And, you know, with that in mind, you know, that's why we made the changes.
I know you're Rotherham manager now, but just a word for Louis Coyle, obviously someone that was under your tutelage here at Leeds.
Fantastic, yeah, great to see another one of mine getting in. You know, he's, and when I say one of mine, they are, you know, because I were there 6 years, and, you know, that's 6 years worth of players. But the kid's done great. You know, if I'd have been here, he'd have had his chance this year, along with others probably. So, you know, fantastic to see him come in. I thought he looked assured. I thought he played well, Louis. You know, and obviously that's coming from the opposition manager, so good luck to him. We're after a midfield player. We're hopefully we'll get that one over the line early week. We're after another midfield player as well, which might happen second part of the week. Obviously, we've got Luciano on trial, you know, with a view. You know, we've got other strikers in mind. We know we've got to strengthen. I mean, I was really pleased with how they applied themselves today, because we're down to the wood, you know, and the boys know that, and we stuck together today, and I thought it was a good performance. I thought Paul Green, in particular in midfield, thought he used all his maturity and experience, and I thought he brought play up and played well. You know, two good players, Murphy and Bridcut, and I thought he played well against him, against, you know, with Smallwood.